a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day. I will walk to Woodman's Cove, the fishing boats are leaving. Seagulls follow just above the water. I will wait until the sunset brings them home again. Rigging lines and anchors in the harbor.
It's a good day in here someplace.
I know. Keep waiting. It'll
the
be
the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 7 and change after the hour, as we motivate you into Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011. Opening your door to opportunity by having Uri Geller here, the master of the mind, understands that success doesn't come to you. You must go to it. Kind of a play on some of the things going on in our country, Uri, and
yep.
I think going on in England as well, and also around the world, all these people protesting. Some of them are protesting government, big government. They're protesting that they don't have enough from government. But what they don't understand more often than not, if that's their point of view, is that you can create your opportunity, and a great opportunity, but you can't have it given to you. Nothing ever comes of something that's given to you. You got to earn it. And you, better than anybody else, starting basically with nothing, creating, I was going to use the term empire, that's a little bit much. But certainly people all around the world know who you are because of your work, your understanding of who you are and how to help people. And that's what's moved you, that golden idea or opportunity has moved you into all these television programs around the world. Your second breath, if you will, has come at a time when you and I both laugh about we thought things would slow down. In fact, they're moving faster and better, and that's because you have the right attitude, don't you think?
Yeah, Doug, look, first of all, since you brought up the demonstrations and the protests that are going around the world, obviously, in each country, it's some kind of different ideological system going through these demonstrations. And I still don't quite understand what the demonstrators in the United States actually want.
Neither do we, Uri.
There's not, because there isn't one message. There are four or five different messages. Some of them want something for nothing. Some are protesting government interference in our lives. Some people are protesting the fact that they can't get, they don't have choices when it comes to food. There are lots of different things that are on people's minds. It's been cast by the news media as one cabal of everybody thinking the same. Newt Gingrich says, you know, go get a bath and get a job and stuff like that, which is, you know, it's a great one-liner to get attention, but it doesn't represent what all of the, it's not a, I guess, a homogeneous group. It's a lot of different ideas. But people are protesting because they're upset.
Yeah, but Doug, who is financing all this?
It depends
on, you know, to have thousands of tents perched out in parks, mm-hmm. to bring in food and water.
Here's where the answer to that question isn't simple, but the two largest funders are on opposite ends of the political strata. George Soros on one side, mm-hmm. and the Koch brothers from Wichita on the other side. They both have differing points of view, polar opposites, but a lot of the money behind the scene, behind the scene, behind the scene is coming, and if not for the demonstrators, the organizers at least, the people who are pushing an idea.
Where did you hear the Koch brothers are organizing?
Koch brothers are the Tea Party people, and the Tea Party people are involved in this thing, and then Soros is on the other side.
Dougie, could it be that these tens of thousands of demonstrators, maybe even hundreds of thousands, are actually being manipulated into doing something that they don't quite understand?
I think that's very true. Let's talk about that, because you would have that in your mind. People's minds are being, if you will, sapped or zapped by ideas that maybe they identify a little bit with, but they don't really understand the story behind the story, so they just go out and they pitch a tent to pitch a tent. That's always happened with protests.
But, Doug, you know, I always say that, you know, especially to these demonstrators, that no matter what you're told, because they've been told to do this, you always ask, you have to ask, who, what, when, where, why, how? If you would only ask these questions, then it's amazing how these questions could act almost like a floodlight.
All right, so you want to let me
penetrate the darkest corner.
Here's why that is a very important and a very good question, and the answer to it lies in the protests, even though the protesters don't know that this is part of the problem. Our educational system in America has basically fallen apart. We have so many people, and Los Angeles is a good example. 70% of the blacks who are 16 drop out of school in Los Angeles City Schools. 40-some-odd% of all groups, whether Hispanic or white or whatever, are dropping out of high school at the age of 16. They have no training, they have no skill, they have no job, they have no hope of getting a job, so they go on the dole, they become part of the handout system, the entitlement system, and it goes around and around. So we are paying hundreds of billions of dollars into a system to supposedly help educating people. And in fact, we're screwing it up so badly that nobody's taking, or most people are not taking advantage of the situation because it's a bad, what they're offering is bad. It's like going to a bad restaurant and picking out the bad meals. Pretty soon the restaurant's going to go out of business.
Yep.
But in this circumstance, the government doesn't go out of business. It keeps taking more money from people who pay to give to those who don't pay.
So in the grand picture, is someone lying to the masses here? Is someone
misleading? Well, the news media is manipulating the masses with stories that are based on whatever their pejorative point of view is, left or right, instead of being in the center really doing the job that they're supposed to do, that is presenting the news. You know it as well as I do. You have the television news channels from America on at your house in England. You know what they're playing or what they're presenting, what their positions on things are.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you that, you know, it's just amazing to see how these hundreds of thousands of people are trying to demonstrate peacefully, but then the authorities, because this video of, I can't remember on which campus it happened, but you've seen it a billion times.
Pepper spray. The pepper spray.
Pepper spraying their eyes.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how one policeman who did it, then it darkens and it blackens all the police force.
Right. Yep.
Sort of one guy who just went to,
Uri, this is part of what people are protesting, the overreach of government and arms of government. It's true that these people ought not to disrupt other people's lives. Other than that, as they present their points of view, they're sitting sometimes. I was listening to somebody, I think it was Newt Gingrich, say, you know, they're in parks they didn't pay for and they're getting things they didn't pay for. Well, if they're taxpayers, I don't know. Some of those people, they're not all taxpayers. There are plenty of people that are protesting that are taxpayers that are protesting the way their tax dollars are used. So, again, an oversimplification, understating what the message is for many of these people who have a right to express themselves. And
yes,
you can hear in my voice an over zealousness and eagerness to really straighten this all out because, the pejorative stuff that's on a lot of radio programs and these news programs, supposedly news programs, it's just not true.
Yeah, but, Doug, you know, you will agree with me, and I think all of you will, that there is some type of an inner hatred towards wealthy people that demonstrates.
There is an unhealthy attitude toward people who are, not all people with money are goodness and light any more than all people who don't have money are.
Absolutely.
But if you understand the system and how it works, the people who have money to invest in companies that build things or create things or somehow or other are involved in the commission of expanding the base, the core, if you will, the economic base. You don't have jobs if you don't have people investing in companies. If you take all their money away from them, I know four or five people who are in business, have relatively small businesses. IRS comes in or somebody else comes in and says, okay, you owe us another 60 grand. Okay, I'm laying off one person. You owe us 120. Laying off two people. And that's what comes of all of this stuff.
Yeah,
you take more people away, they fire people.
Doug, but I also know, and probably you do too, hundreds of thousands of successful businessmen,
yes,
who were very poor, climbed up on the ladder,
yep,
made their fortune,
yep,
and they don't fire people.
No.
So what I'm seeing really is socialism being kind of pushed up front here.
Yep.
What do the demonstrators actually want? Do they want a share of the money other people
some
get by
do
hard work?
Yes, some of them do.
Well,
that is their core movement.
Don't you think?
Well, it flies in the face of the system.
Yeah.
But here, as in England where you live, and most other areas, especially in the Western world, people have become used to it. Look at Germany. Look at France. Look at Italy. Look at Spain. Look at the problems they're having because people have so come to expect the government is going to take care of everything, and the government isn't anything more than you and me paying, supposedly, a collective price for keeping things going. And
do you see an end to this, Doug?
I do. I see a rebirth, a reawakening. There are too many people on the planet, first of all. Something's got to be done about that, something's got to be done. Something will be done.
Just knock a few hundred thousand of them off, Doug.
Maybe a few hundred million instead of a few hundred thousand. I think that the planet, this winter, the predictions are from several of the sources. You know, in my background as a farmer, I read the trades. And there is a worldwide food shortage that's predicted for this winter because of the weather in America. We forget, America feeds about 40% of the rest of the world. And with the bad crop harvesting that we've had here and in Canada, there are going to be shortages of all kinds of grains and meat stuffs, that sort of thing. It's not going to be pleasant for a lot of people who have depended on America for food over past however many years.
You know, in a way, I do believe that the demonstrators, at the end of the tunnel, they will achieve what they want because, you know, anyone who knows humans well, you know, must have a sneaking suspicion that anything they want to do, they will. And sooner or later, they will manage to do it.
Mm. Wow.
And I do believe that, you know, Washington, the Obama administration, is taking this very, very, very seriously.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's unbelievable. What I'm seeing on my television screens here in England that is happening in many cities in America and on campuses is not really a big difference than what's happening to Tahrir Square right now.
No, that's right. It's the same stuff. In the Middle East, all over, wherever there is a Twitter or a Facebook page or somebody talking to each other on a phone, these things are spreading, and that's what the news media also doesn't get here. This is an international movement. This is not just and it's an international movement of people who are upset for lots of different reasons about government not doing its job. And the Obama administration, God love them, they don't have a clue because they don't have any real experience in there. They keep fumbling and bumbling every time they try to address or fix something or in their own way. They mess it up.
Can't understand it. I don't understand why, in a world that gives us so many opportunities,
the world is
some
full
people
of
choose, you know, not only to be miserable, but also to believe that it's doing them good.
Yeah,
because
it
it's
isn't.
Not doing them good.
No, it doesn't. No, nothing lethargy like that doesn't do anybody any good. Good stirring conversation, Uri. Thank you.
Okay.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com, full of great ideas about how to make your life better.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Music time, we always have a little snippet of some sort of pop song, usually at this point in the hour, 40, 45 seconds of some song that we are connected to emotionally. This song and all the works of the Bee Gees certainly are a connection to most of us, no matter what your age. We get into the disco movement, the disco era, and there are great songs. Sad news about Robin Gibbs, one of the Bee Gees today, Jennifer.
Yeah, he was diagnosed with liver cancer. And people aren't surprised about this because he's looked really bad in the last few months. He's gotten very thin. He's canceled a lot of appearances last week.
The twins were always very thin.
Even thinner. And he went to the hospital last week. He was in the hospital in October, and it all started in August 2010 when he had emergency gastrointestinal surgery. So he's been having some issues all the way along, but sad
diagnosis. 64, 65? How old is he?
61.
Now, the other brother, his twin died, what, 3-4 years ago?
It's been longer than that.
Maurice was the other one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, my dad had that.
That'll be a Barry after cancer. He's gone.
Yeah, that's what took him.
Really. So what happens, let's see, who's left is Barry, right?
It's Barry.
Yeah. Wow. Too young. These guys are responsible for a lot of smiles on people's faces when they think of the music from this movie or just all of their very creative, unique sounds, and they happen to be neighbors of Uri in England. Yeah. Well, let's hold a good thought for Robin Gibbs, shall we, all of us together? Energy, positive thoughts. Wish him well. Hopefully something, you know, sometimes this stuff you can still get in the way of it.
You never know,
Never know. Yep.
Power of positive thoughts.
That's very good, Jennifer. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer on the Good Day program. Here's an amazing video, our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. This comes from Sweden, featuring a singer who's covering Queen's Killer Queen. He's accompanied by himself. That is, he accompanied himself 7 times over. You got to see this. Here's some of the audio from this guy. 7 times. This is sort of page taken out of the pages of the sing-off, right?
Not only does he edit in his own voice, but he edits in his own self in the video.
Really?
So there's 7 of him sitting on the couch singing all of the parts.
Did he do this all by himself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cigarette,
well, in it again.
to blow your mind. Go put the bar, break your mind out of the bright. Say shit out of the top. Start the joy.
And then there's the keyboard. He brings up the piano and he starts playing.
Pretty interesting, huh? So you get the whole video and audio in the Video of the Day box at DougStephan.com, where lots of you go every day to check some of this stuff. I'm looking at the video now. It really is pretty fascinating. He looks like a kid.
He looks 21 or 20, 20, something like that. Right. So there's a guitar. So now he's got a guitar, bongo, and keyboard.
Yeah. Hi there, recent.
Here comes the lead.
Yeah. Recent videos of the day. Check out Government Gone Wild at DougStephan.com. William Shatner teaching you some... taking you through the right way to...
Don't firebomb your backyard with a turkey.
To fry a turkey. All right, you can do that. We also have our poll yesterday and today all about Thanksgiving dinner. Phil Leppard, our supermarket guru, has some nutritional suggestions for your Thanksgiving. All these things aimed at a lot of real estate at DougStephan.com to help you prepare for Thanksgiving and for the time after it. That is, what are you eating? Be careful. Don't save things. Don't leave the turkey out on the counter. You know, all that sort of thing so you don't get sick. The Thanksgiving Day Parade app comes up. And also we have, what are we going to do? Oh, we're going to do... the good news coming up. A bit of good news.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, advertisements will make their way between your friends' updates on Facebook, and there's no way to opt out of it. The constant news ticker on the right side of your page will now feature sponsored stories. Facebook hopes that putting ads alongside organic content will increase user engagement. In other news, there are thousands of mobile games available on phones and tablets, but no way to judge their age appropriateness. The ESR RB, which rates video games, is teaming up with the Wireless Industry Trade Association to provide mobile game ratings for concerned parents. And finally, if you're looking for a new phone, Radio Shack is getting a jump on Black Friday sales. Through Wednesday, Radio Shack is offering over 25 free smartphones for new and upgrade eligible customers on AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon. The free phones include the Droid Razr, Motorola Atrix 2, and Samsung Infuse. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Things more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this half hour of the Good Day program, the top 10 dead earning celebrities and a 2020 quiz about your the sense of the self of yourself, if you know what I mean.
The self of ourself?
The self of yourself, yes. The app of the week is a Thanksgiving Day parade app, which we'll explain after. We have all this. I think that's kind of good news. We have a lot of good news today.
Good news blowing in your window.
All right, first item from the Doug Steffen website, the stories of the day today, features a story about an 80-year-old man. Have you seen this? 80-year-old man who made 80 skydives.
Wow.
He has broken, this was in conjunction with the Guinness Book of World Record. Was that earlier this week or was that last week? When did we do that? What's today? Tuesday was last week, Michael.
I think it was last week, yeah.
All right. All the weeks just kind of running together anymore. It's just on to the next thing, whatever it is. So anyway, this fellow, given a challenge, and that's what the Guinness Book of World Record challenges were all about. Okay, there's a record, break it. So this 80-year-old man broke six of the records, six Goodness. Skydiving records, by making 80 jumps over a 6.5-hour period in Lake Elsinore, California. Pat Moorhead of Long Beach, California, celebrating his 80th birthday on Sunday, decided that he, at the age of 80, could do this. So last week, he decided, all right, I'm going to do this. Let's see here. There were some low clouds, and that's not good for divers. I remember the day I was supposed to skydive, it was cloudy, and I decided not to. And well, they stopped you from jumping anyway.
Weren't you happy you didn't have to?
I was very happy. I didn't want to do it. Yeah. All right, so the plane was between 2 and 4,000 feet every time he made the jump. Let's see here. Wow. What else happened? This fellow made his first jump in 1960. He was a firefighter, always in good shape all of his life. He had, 50 volunteers working with him so he could reach his goal of 80 jumps, three planes. He'd land on the ground, jump in another plane, and take off.
Wow.
Land on the ground, jump in another plane, and take off.
Gotta love him.
And over 6.5 hours, God bless the guy, he floated to the ground and did it safely. The entire story is at DougStephan.com. I think that's very cool.
That's cool.
Don't you think that's very cool?
Very cool.
All right, here's something else, a little more serious. However, I consider this to be very good news. You know how we sometimes are ahead of Europe, sometimes we follow Europe. And you know how I have been just almost catatonic about the TSA and all of the things that are done supposedly for our health and well-being or our safety. The European Union issued a rulemaking last Friday that will ban the X-ray scanners at every single European airport.
Huh?
The European Commission says that the 27 member nations are prohibiting the use of these X-ray body scanners, the type of which we have about 1,000, I think, in this country, maybe a little bit less. But the ones that were most controversial last year, remember they came out?
Yeah.
I won't go
mm-hmm.
through one of them.
You always ask for the pat-down.
Right. And so these things are being, they have done the research finally, and they're being outlawed because they use what is called backscatter ionized radiation technology, and it emits enough radiation to damage your DNA, cause cancer
wow.
in your organs. The level of radiation may be low, but over time, these cancer cells, the what they call free radicals, get together. And if you have the X-ray penetrating into the same point in your body every time you go through the scanner, it's, let's say, depending on your height, it hits your liver, or it hits your spleen, or it hits your heart, or whatever it hits. And so millions and millions of people ultimately down the road could be getting cancer from these GD scanning machines. So European airports are now going to use a millimeter wave scanner, which use low-energy radio waves, not radiation technology. So the here's how you tell the difference. Here in our country, we have these, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong number. There are 264 of these X-ray screeners, the bad ones, in use in American airports, mostly the large ones. I know they have them in Boston and Los Angeles, the airports I go through most frequently, Chicago and Dallas. I'm there a lot as well, and that's where they are. Of course, here, you're going to hear these galoots say, oh, it hasn't been tested enough, we don't know. But if there's any concern at all, why would you use them? If you're really interested in the American public, if there was any question at all about the safety of these things, why would you use them another second? Unless you're a control freak and just, or if you own stock in the company that's making them. That's the, why else would you use them? The old style X-ray machines, the gray sort of rectangular boxes, mm-hmm. only emit, they use this technology we're talking about, the better technology. The new ones that cost $1 million a piece that you put your hands over your head when you go through, those are the ones not to risk going through.
Those are like Xerox machines, have you noticed?
Yeah.
So bizarre.
And by the way, if you want to follow this, Forbes magazine has an article about it this month that explains how all of this is working or not working, if you will. Americans are crazy. We fall over. This is another thing to be protesting. If I were out on the street, if I had time, I'd be protesting these things. I'd be at the airports protesting this stuff. This is very bad for you if you go through them. Refuse like I do to go through them. They'll treat you like a leper. They'll push you off on the side. I've talked to any number of these TSA people. And by the way, it's not their fault. They're just being trained and they have a job and this is what they're told to do. So, but they'll tell you quietly that more and more people are not going through and they have to have more people on duty to do the body scans, which take a couple of minutes rather than the, 20 seconds to go through the X-ray machine. And if you go through the old style machine, it's 5 seconds. You're in and you're out. And by the way, the new machines, as they were touted, were going to tell you all kinds of things. These guys say the old machines tell you the exact same thing the new machines do. The new machines are just more dangerous. That's it. That's the only thing about them. They are more dangerous. How do you like that? I don't particularly like it at all. Here's another item of good news. Is that good? I guess it's good that we brought that to everybody's attention, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The teen birth rate
Oh, this is good news.
Ooh. Is at a record low. Yeah, I think it is. I think that there are and I don't know whether this comes from protection or lack of sexual activity. Don't know. The study doesn't suggest it, and I don't know for my purposes that it makes any difference or makes much difference. Some of you may think, you know, that it does, and that's fine if that's the way you think about it. The teen birth rate, however, being at record lows, and by the way, the only other better story would be that all birth rates are at a low, not only in our country, but around the world. Now, there are those people who say, well, if we don't keep having more babies here, we'll lose our place in the world, and the countries that are overpopulating themselves will take over. You know what? That's not going to work, because in the long run, because there isn't enough food, even for this winter. You heard me telling that story in the last half hour, did you not? We don't have enough food to feed the world this winter.
Right.
We do not have enough food to go through the winter in most of the country. I'm not talking about America because we're feeding ourselves. But in most of the countries that we supply food to, which is about 40% of the world between America and Canada, there's not enough because the weather was so bad. Corn supplies, wow. Wheat supplies, we don't have enough. So who's going to feed these people? What do you think? You know, if there's not enough food, you don't think there's going to be more wild protests in these areas, some of these second and third world countries? When people don't have enough to eat or drink, that's when the trouble really begins. So, anyway, something to thinking about. Do you know that 1 in 5 U.S. adults are on behavioral meds?
I believe that.
I believe it.
1 in 5.
Now, you mean for ADD, like ADD,
anything, you know,
hyperactivity,
whatever.
Or depression.
You know, depression.
Depression, that kind of
yep.
stuff. Yeah.
Or
right.
all three in our
and
case.
Part of it, yeah,
right, exactly.
And part of it has to do, interestingly enough, with depression.
Mm-hmm.
The broken heart, so-called broken heart syndrome that happens when women, who are more likely to have this than men are affected by the breakup in relationships. So it's just...
So as someone who... This has always plagued me in my poor little brain. Mm-hmm. As someone who has had anxiety attacks before and knows that they're very real, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not overly dramatic, so I know that when I have an anxiety attack, it's a real thing.
Right.
What do you think's causing that? Is it overstimulation? Is it... What do you think it is?
Are you kidding?
I mean, do you think
it's
our diet?
You spend 3 hours a day with Roberta. What the hell is that?
Roberta, I was thinking you. I spend 4 hours a day with you, too.
Yeah.
That's 7 hours of crazy.
Coming up in a moment, the 10 highest-earning dead celebrities. Also, the 85th anniversary of Macy's Thanksgiving Day. Say it again, Doug. There it is.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
The department that deals with the promotions at Macy's has announced they have an app for the parade. You will be able to see the parade lineup. You'll have information about the floats, all that kind of stuff.
That's
the map
cool.
of the route, tourist destinations along with the parade route, and even a real-time tracker. The app also lets you know as to where they are, the balloons are being inflated, where they'll have, you can go hit a button and go to the picture where you can see it's both Android and Apple friendly. So you can use it if you've got a Droid
That's
or an Apple.
That's kind of fun, actually. Yeah. You can impress your friends with your float knowledge.
Speaking of impressing your friends, great radios, the travel radio, which is the SW Pocket radio from Sea Crane, the EP radio, which I happen to like. This is a big home or office radio. This is amazing when it comes to the reception. It has a lighted needle and dial tuning, so you go where you want to go, not the buttons that only give you 5 choices and that's it. Built with a large speaker, voice tone control, so that every word that comes out of my mouth or others that you're listening to is completely clear. It's a beautiful carry handle on the top of it, easy travel, in your car, in your home, wherever. Runs on 4 D-size batteries, portable, comes with an AC power cord, has all of the extra designs that'll help you if you lose your power and need some of the sidebands, the weather channels, that sort of thing. The EP radio, joy of listening, comes back to the radio. Call C-Crane now to order your radio, the EP, the CC Radio EP, with a low price of $79.95 and get a free LED flashlight as well with your order. 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863. Or go online to C Crane. It's C Crane online, ccrane.com. CCRadio.com, and you can get to it by going to C Crane as well. What a great radio company. 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
From 0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. Once again, it's that time of year when gearheads and ordinary car fans rev up for the Los Angeles Auto Show. And Chrysler drove the excitement even further when it introduced the 2012 Fiat 500 Abarth. Head of Fiat Product Marketing, Matt Davis, says the new Abarth is quite special.
I had a chance to drive it the other day, and it's truly a remarkable vehicle. It has an Abarth tuned suspension and brake system, has an all-new 1.4-liter multi-air turbo engine right here in exterior, and of course you have the iconic Abarth shields that really pays homage to the racing heritage.
And Abarth's performance and price will drive its appeal.
It definitely attracts some new consumers to the brand. Not only does it appeal to performance lovers, and of course, the driving purists who desire the Italian performance car at an obtainable price.
For more information, visit FiatUSA.com/Abarth. That's 0 to 60 from Chrysler. I'm Bobby Owens.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear, belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so here are, Jennifer, the new list. This is the new list of the top-earning dead celebrities, starting at number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10, Jimi Hendrix.
Number 9.
Theodore Geisel, the Dr. Seuss guy.
Number 8.
Albert Einstein.
Number 7.
John Lennon.
Number 6.
See here, Elizabeth Taylor.
Number 5.
Charles Schulz.
Number 4.
Marilyn Monroe.
Number 3.
Michael Jackson.
Number 2.
Elvis Presley.
Number 1.
I did the list wrong.
What? Did you go backwards?
There were only nine.
Number 9.
Number 9. Let's see, Theodore Geisel. No, I said Jimi Hendrix, right?
Number 8.
Theodore Geisel.
Number 7.
Dr. Albert Einstein.
Number 6.
John Lennon.
Number 5.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Number 4.
Charles Schulz.
Number 3.
Marilyn Monroe.
Number 2.
Michael Jackson.
Number 1.
Elvis Presley.
Good job.
His estate, thank you very much, did $55 million in business last year.
Wow. Remember? It is fun.
Marilyn Monroe's estate did $27 million. Charles Schulz's estate did $25 million. $12 million Elizabeth Taylor's estate. Wow, that's pretty good. 51 after on Good Day.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
Wow. Lyle Lovett, Randy Newman from Toy Story. You've Got a Friend in Me was the number one song, and this was the number one movie during this week in 1995, Chucker. 16 years ago. It doesn't seem possible this movie's been around that long, does it?
Time flies, Doug.
Thank you. Write that down, somebody, will you please? Chuck Curry says time flies.
Chuck Curry.
All right, so speaking of time, it's 54 past the hour, and the time flies when we're visiting together. So let's get right to our work here at hand, which is to present you with three clips from a movie that is popular. It's very popular, and it always confuses people as to what we are doing here, because the stars all did a bunch of stuff together, different types, not different types of movie, but different titles of movies. So let's see how you do with this one. The winner gets a Swell Doug Steffen prize, if in fact you can figure this out and haven't won before in Movie Moments. Here's the first clue.
I've known sheep that could outwit you.
Got it.
800-510-8255. Didn't we just use this a little while ago?
It's been a while, but we just remember it because it's such a great movie.
Yeah. All right, next one.
The central message of Buddhism is not every man for himself.
Yeah. Never mind. If I said that, I'd give it away. All right, last clue.
Here,
I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right.
Great movie.
It's a good movie. 800-510-8255. And as I said, the stars have worked together in lots of different circumstances, so that's what makes this a challenge. If you don't know the movie, you know the voice. You certainly know that voice, and you know her beefy arms. So it's a good combination all the way around. 800-510-8255. For the correct ID of that movie, Chucker has movie news for us in just a moment on Good Day.
Save like it's Black Friday, now at Toys R Us. Huge deals, 4 days only. We've got the hottest selling board games like Chutes and Ladders and Candyland for only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one 40% off all 3DS and DS video games. And amazing deals on LeapFrog learning systems and software. Earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be equal or lesser value to item purchased. Certain restrictions apply for layaway. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit a store or toysrus.com for complete details.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
All right, movie magic now. Chuck Curry, who has a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can find that by going to DougStephan.com. Click on Chucker's picture. You'll go there and be informed about the movie's past, present, and future info. All right, so where are we, Chucker?
Okay, Doug, interesting story here. It's been confirmed that Jean-Claude Van Damme will play a villain in the Expendables 2, while Chuck Norris will play a good guy. Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, Jason Statham will return, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis. It's a nice cast. I think that film's going to have a lot of interest when it comes out next year.
It's just another payday for these guys.
Yeah, a whole lot of people are going to be walking out of that film alive.
No.
But it is a unique concept, though, of you know, these action stars of the 70s and 80s, you know, to re-teaming to do the film in 2011.
Well, Jet Li and Strahan are not from the 80s. Those guys are current.
Yeah, well, they're the new generation, sort of a mixture. Rumor has it that the trailer for the new Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises, will be attached to the new Sherlock Holmes movie, which opens in December. Interesting tidbit here that The Dark Knight Rises takes place 8 years after The Dark Knight left off. And the Muppet movie and Martin Scorsese's Hugo in 3D getting very, very good advanced reviews. They both open tomorrow.
Really? Hmm. All right. Movies that were around, let's see, back to 1997, here's what debuted on this date. Anastasia, the story about the Russian princess and her quest to find her true identity. Meg Ryan, John Cusack, Ritchie, Kelsey Grammer. Do you remember that movie?
I do it, but I didn't go see the Cusack feel-good movies.
Matt Damon, Claire Danes, John Voight, Mary Kay Place in The Rainmaker. I thought that was a great
movie.
Yeah, very good movie.
Francis Ford Coppola directed that film.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. On this date in 2000, 102 Dalmatians opened up. Glenn Close was in that, if I remember correctly. And Unbreakable with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Great movie.
That was a very good movie.
Great
movie. Yep. All right, let's see here. What's the name of this movie? Flo, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Gorillas in the Mist with Sigourney Weaver.
Good Lord. No.
That's
all right. All right, Doug, what's the name of it?